Page 70, of the hoteling model than was achieved in the 30s by introducing elastic demand. The fact is that hoteling's original assumption of inelastic demand is perfectly realistic under conditions of a duopoly selling an essential good and of a well-established two-party system. It was not this assumption that was wrong or unrealistic, but the inference that the captive consumer, or voter, who has nowhere else to go is the epitome of powerlessness. True, he cannot exit to the other firm or party and in this way bring pressure on his own firm or party to improve its performance, but just because of that he, unlike the consumer or voter who can exit, will be maximally motivated to bring all sorts of potential influence into play so as to keep the firm or the party from doing things that are highly obnoxious to him. Hoteling's clustering tendency can therefore be countered and restrained not by substituting elastic for inelastic demand in this model, but by realizing that inelastic demand at the extremes of the linear market can spell considerable influence via voice. As already outlined, voice will force the firm or the party to trade its profit-making or vote-getting objectives to some extent against the discontent-reducing objective. Such a trade-off becomes even more likely when the inevitable